Brittany Higgins, the woman who has alleged she was raped in Parliament House 2 years ago, has today accused the Prime Minister of using victim-blaming rhetoric, saying the government has questions to answer about their conduct. Scott Morrison and some of his senior cabinet colleagues have faced another day of questions in Canberra about how they handled the case, an allegation of a crime carried out in a minister's office. Ms Higgins also says she only learned about key elements of her alleged assault through media reports. From Canberra, here's political reporter James Glenday.
Questions without notice, the Leader of the Opposition.
Another sitting day in the nation's capital brought another series of pointed questions about an alleged rape that's rocked Parliament House and yet again put its workplace culture in the spotlight.
Does the Prime Minister stand by his statement yesterday that his office only became aware of the rape on Friday?
I do. That's my advice, Mr Speaker. I do, Mr Speaker.
Opposition frontbenchers like Tanya Plibersek and Leader Anthony Albanese say it's very hard to believe the Prime Minister only recently learned about the alleged sexual assault of former staff member Brittany Higgins, given it occurred in the ministerial wing just metres from his office in March 2019, a few weeks before the last election was called. They now want to know who knew what and when.
Brittany Higgins said that the Prime Minister's principal private secretary checked in on her. Does the Prime Minister accept Brittany Higgins' account?
Scott Morrison has previously said he's pretty sure no one in his office made contact with Ms Higgins last year, but phone records will be checked by public servants to make sure.
And I've engaged with the Secretary of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet to verify that advice.
Ms Higgins, who went public with her story on Monday, says she's learning more about her alleged assault every day. She didn't know security guards let her and her alleged rapist into the minister's office, or that they saw her multiple times in a state of undress, or that they debated calling her an ambulance, or that there has for some time been an internal review into how the matter was handled.
When did the minister become aware and who told her?
In the Senate, Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, who was Ms Higgins' boss at the time of the alleged assault, was again repeatedly accused by her opponents of trying to sweep the incident under the rug.
Prime Minister yesterday announced that these matters would be thoroughly examined, and I welcome and I will support that process.
And Michaelia Cash, who until recently employed Ms Higgins in her office, became emotional when asked about how she found out about the incident.
In October 2019, a journalist made a media inquiry that involved Brittany and her previous employment. When Brittany discussed this matter with my Chief of Staff and I, she made it very clear that the matter had been dealt with at the time 7 months previously. She did not want to discuss the matter and she did not want the matter taken any further. Her focus was on her distress at the journalist's inquiry and ensuring that at all times her own privacy was respected. We respected her wishes for privacy. But I made it very clear to her, if she needed anything, she could always come to us.
Ms Higgins, however, didn't feel that offer of support or help was genuine and was worried there would be major career consequences if she pursued formal charges. She says former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is the only senior Liberal to have phoned her in recent days, and after question time, Ms Higgins released a statement. She's deeply unhappy with some of the comments from the Morrison government and said,
"The continued victim-blaming rhetoric by the Prime Minister is personally very distressing to me and countless other survivors."
It's often the case that when ministers are under pressure, colleagues in Canberra see a case for advancement. There are plenty of people in the coalition who were already less than impressed with the performance of the Defence Minister, and some believe Linda Reynolds' handling of this incident is another example of why she should be moved from her job. However, there's no sign of that happening yet. This evening, Scott Morrison wrote to Anthony Albanese, offering yet another review into the workplace culture in Parliament. This one, however, would be independent and bipartisan and aim, yet again, to improve conditions for parliamentarians and their staff.
James Glenday with that report. And if these issues raise questions for you or anyone you know, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.